flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hope it's all talking to Benjamin Mavia. Episode number 69. Thank you so much for joining us.
Nice.
On the Odyssey app. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys on a Friday morning.
It really is.
We get emails all the time, and they say, you know, I've been listening to this show for 20 years, and I never miss an episode. I'll catch up on the Odyssey app. I listen for 4 hours a day. So by the time the week's over, whether I'm in a car, I'm at home, I finish everything. This one guy said, I listen to you about 20 hours a week. And do you know what I need? And I responded on email. I was like, dude, what? And he's like, I need you to get like 25 more minutes.
Yeah.
You know, the 20 hours is not enough.
It's about the uncensored, unfiltered, yeah, more natural us,
right,
here, Miles.
You know, he said 25 more minutes, and if you could just say fuck.
There you go.
So there we go. We're going to try to make it 25 minutes today and say fuck as much as humanly fucking possible.
You know what I need?
What's that?
A blowjob.
That's I don't know who does it. Who's going to turn one down? What would be?
No, I had to turn one down. The chick was so ugly.
I know.
I told her to see.
Well, there was Pop Rocks involved, right?
That was kind of a sales pitch. That actually helped her chances. And to her credit, she was very upfront. She was just like, I want to suck your dick with Pop Rocks in my mouth. I ended up getting the nickname Pop Rock as a result of that for a little while, but I was just like, nah, man. I mean, I'm just looking at a grill like, I'm sure it would be good. Yeah, that bad. And look, to turn down a blowjob, you got to be real ugly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, real. People will go to glory holes not knowing what's on the other side because people like getting their dick sucked that much, right? Mm-hmm. And think about that. Like, dude, I'm going to stick my dick in this hole. It's going to be in somebody's mouth. I don't know who it is, and I don't fucking care because I can picture anyone I want. But with her, like, I know it's you, man, and it's not happening. That's the only blowjob that I think I've ever turned down in my life. And now I'm going through my Rolodex. I think that's true. I almost wish I could find her to be like, hey,
listen,
I know you don't want this award, but you were the only woman who offered me a blowjob, and I was like, fuck no.
Is there a celebrity out there that you would turn down one?
Danny DeVito.
Well, I mean, depending on your sexuality, yeah. If you were gay.
Like,
yeah.
Roseanne Barr, maybe.
Is she still considered a celebrity?
Well, yeah. Why else do you know her name, right? She might not be relevant so much, but you know who she is. Roseanne Barr.
I'm just trying to think who I think would be bad at it.
Because that would be if you're bad.
I mean, yeah, I know, but man.
Like Gwyneth Paltrow. You know that she would just give you the worst one you've had.
You think?
Yes.
She talks about her pussy and all this shit and all of her sex so much. I think she could probably suck a mean dick. It's just something about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. I disagree.
You think she'd suck giving a blowjob?
Yeah, I just think the people that never shut up about sex and I do this and I do that, I think they're full of shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 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 Now, with that said.
Would you turn her down?
No. Well, give it the old try.
Huh. You Prove suck it. As bad as I thought you would.
Right. Yeah, well, hey, it's all yellow.
I don't know if there's one. Who do you think would give a great blowjob? I mean, some people will be obvious. You can say, Pamela Anderson. Well, probably. Right. Yeah, but I mean.
Oh, I bet my girl Rosie Perez still does.
You know what, dude? She probably sucks at me. She's just got an attitude.
Yeah. Who I think it is. Hang on.
She would tell you how good of a job she's doing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought it was.
All right. Okay.
Nicole Kidman, does she suck good dick?
Yes.
You think?
Yes. She's redheaded.
I don't think she'd be bad, but I don't think it'd
don't
be the greatest.
Don't get her long Nosferatu fingers involved. Which, you know.
Get it out of my butt.
She needs to go no hands on that thing.
Martha Stewart.
Oh, oh, she'd take care of you.
Oh, God, yeah.
She would take care of you, man. It's a good thing.
And she'd wipe it up with a lace doily. I like to clean up semen.
I mean, Nicole Kidman, I just give her credit because, like...
She does a lot of sex scenes and all that kind
Keith
of thing.
Urban has some kind of, like, sexy country songs.
Sure.
They all seem sensual.
Here are some celebrities...
I should have never brought up blowjobs. My bad.
Over the age of 70. Dead. We will determine at... Oh, whatever,
over the age of 70.
However old they're over 70.
Okay.
Can they still suck it?
Can they still go? All right.
So this isn't a question of would I accept it.
Just how good is it going to be?
Is it going to be okay?
Okay. Okay.
So 1 to 10. What do you think?
All right.
On the scale.
Okay.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
2.
You think a 2?
I think she'd give you a good 6.
I'm a Mike. I think you get about a 6 on it.
Yeah.
Well, the older you get, remember, you're going to get a little tired.
She's a consummate actress, man. She puts her all into everything that she does. Yeah,
I think she gobbled the fuck out of your dick. I do.
All right. Helen Mirren.
Oh, yes. 9.
Yes.
I'd say about an 8.
You'd almost have to tell her to stop.
Yes.
Mm. You know what I mean? Like, just stop. Goddamn, it's too good.
Okay.
Ted. He's going.
I'm sure it would be good.
Glenn Close.
We'll leave it at that.
Final attraction, Glenn Close.
I really think it depends on her mood.
I'd go,
if she's in a great mood,
that
I
feels great, Glenn.
Yeah. Here's my home run.
I'm sucking the fuck out.
Here's
Glenn.
My home run right now. Here's my home run. Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
She's wild enough.
I'm guaranteed.
But I get the feeling.
That would be my pick.
If it I makes like, a lot of noise.
It makes a lot of noise.
She's letting you know that she's hooking up her business.
Sally Field.
Oh, she'd be gentle with it.
I mean,
she'd give a 4.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's trying. It's just not, you know, it's Forrest Gump's mom, for fuck's sake.
It's right. Really, it's not going to be the sexiest thing that she's done.
No,
but she's doing it for you.
She's doing it for you. She's giving it her all.
That's right.
All right, Sam Elliott.
With her osteoporosis. Who?
Sam Elliott. Let's just assume that we're both gay.
I'm going to suck the fuck out of your dick. He would suck
fucking
skin off your dick.
You're
going to
get a mustache broom ride.
Yes, you are.
You're going to get a way different experience. No?
Sam Elliott, if he's gay, like, I don't know. I just feel like he'd be like, I'm the cowboy. I'm
about to say, you're on your knees for dick. Sam.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd give him a good one, though.
Oprah Winfrey.
No.
She doesn't have to. That's the problem.
I know.
That's the problem.
It is a problem.
I don't think she'd be good at it. I think she'd think it's nasty. Like, this isn't something I'd like to play sometime.
You don't think Stedman's getting hooked up?
No.
All right,
not by her.
Suzanne Summers.
She's dead, dude.
Oh, she dead. Well, I mean, you could do it as much as you want.
Miles, do not go down this road.
All right. Uh-huh. It's hard to keep up. What else do we have here?
She's dead, dude.
Yeah, I'm like, goddamn, Miles.
Jane Fonda.
Oh, no. God, no.
I bet she does.
That's a 2.
I don't think so. No. I think she thinks she does a great job, but I don't think she
does. I'm with Miles. I think that could be a sneaky one.
Yeah, me too. Dolly Parton.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
She's been married for 37 years.
So?
And he's happy.
I think she'd suck the fuck out of
it. I mean, my marriage to blowjob ratio went down every year.
I'm aware of that.
Like, you know, my 10th anniversary, it just was like it wasn't even a thing anymore. It was just a dry, barren patch of land that nothing grew on.
We're talking about her proclivity. Like,
well, just
Dolly,
just,
you've got to throw back on this one. Like, I think she would hawk 2 of that thing.
I do too. I think, man, you'd be like, holy shit, I didn't know she had it in her.
My issue with Dolly Parton and Helen Mirren is the same thing. Like, sure, all right. Like, I think it would only be like 2 minutes, and I'd be like, all right, let me finish this up on your giant boobs.
Lily Tomlin.
Ooh, which one is she?
No.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. You know who would, though?
I know who you're thinking.
Who?
Isn't
it Lily or Jennifer Tilly?
Jennifer Tilly, right.
She's I saw her the other day on a poker tournament.
She's actually a really good poker player.
Yeah, I had no idea that she was that good. Now, I knew she did it. I just didn't realize that.
She's like
thing that I was watching was like a big tournament, millions of dollars, and she was winning every hand.
Damn.
And I'm just like, man, she's got it going on. She knows the game.
Oh, yeah.
She's still very attractive, too. Let me think here.
She's 66. That counts.
She is not 66.
Yeah. She's been around.
How about Carol Burnett? Would you like Carol Burnett?
Yeah, I respect her too much, man.
I respect her
too much.
Even if she said, "Mike, I want to suck your dick,"
I would allow her in that moment. Like, she's got to pull her teeth back, though.
Give me one of them gummy ones.
Yeah. All right, baby.
I think she would suck my dick and somehow she'd still make me laugh. I just find Carol Burnett fucking hysterical. So, like, dude, she was sucking my dick and cracked a joke.
She'd do some weird stuff with her eyes or something like that.
Touch her nose.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Tug on her ear while she's doing it.
I guess you're now Dick Van Dyke. Like, what?
Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, my God.
You're right. It would be so funny. Like, all right, let's just stop.
All right, Carol, knock it off.
All right, Julie Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
She's in her 80s.
I think she'd suck the fuck out of your
dick. Shirley MacLaine, born in 1934.
Ooh, she would channel one of her other personalities and do a great job.
Okay. Sophia Loren, also born in 1934.
I would never do that.
Okay.
I'd have sex with her.
You wouldn't, wait.
Oh, my
You wouldn't
heavens.
What? You wouldn't let her suck your dick?
No.
Why?
She's too classy and demure.
Okay.
I thought you'd say you worried that your skin would get stuck in the gap in her teeth.
All right. So she's alive. She's 93 years old. You remember I Dream of Jeannie?
Oh, yeah. Barbara Eden.
Barbara Eden. Would you let a 93-year-old woman suck your dick? Just so you can say that a genie sucks your dick.
No, it depends. If you say a 93-year-old woman, I think no. You say Barbara Eden, I say yeah.
I got to see what she looks like now.
Well, I mean, you got to envision what she used to look like.
Sure.
Faye Dunaway is 84. Lily Tomlin is 85. Anne Margaret, she's 83. Oh, Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family. She's 90.
I get a feeling she sucked a lot of dick in her day.
Me too.
I don't say that to be mean. Just when you kind of read about how they... Right, Florence Henderson from the Brady Bunch. They kind of rolled in a different way, but back then you kept it hush-hush. But as rumors started swirling around in like the 90s, you're like, fucking
hell. Okay, all right. Barbara Streisand is 82 years old. Would you let her do that?
I hate her so much, yeah.
Okay.
Who?
Barbara Streisand.
No.
I really don't like her.
God, no.
So, yeah. I just went and showered for 3 days before it happened. Seriously, man.
June Lockhart is still alive.
Who's
She's June 99
Lockhart?
Years
Who's
old.
June Lockhart?
She was on Petticoat Junction.
Oh, God.
Jesus, dude. Yeah. Well, I'm just reading. It's all here in front of me. I'm scrolling down looking at
this. God. No.
Yeah. Jane Fonda's 87. Yeah, that would be a tough, like, Marlo Thomas. All right, she's 87.
Yeah, I think she probably knows what she's doing.
She was that girl back in the day. Okay.
That girl. All right.
Trying to think of the, you know.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm trying to think of who the oldest person would be.
That you would allow that?
No, that I've had it.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
You know?
Well, I mean, you figure you got to be getting closer to it.
Right.
I don't. Every year. The older I get, the less exciting it is to me.
I think the
me,
biggest to... age gap would be the question.
Right.
So, like, when...
If that's the case, maybe, like...
But not down
15
up.
Years, I guess. Maybe.
I'm right Somewhere there with there. You.
Because 15... I'm probably this chick's age now, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice work.
Yeah.
She's fucking phenomenal, too.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Really?
Oh, yeah. It's still in the role
older,
of the next brother.
Older,
older. Older.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Knew All what right. the fuck she was doing. I was like, wowie wee wow. That sounded like Borat, but...
There's a difference. There really is. I know it's always pizza, but still, there is a difference.
There's a massive difference. When my 30th birthday, right? When I got to the Bunny Ranch, the first night, there's nobody there. And they're like, do you still want the lineup? I'm like, hell yeah. So they do the lineup, and there's one woman on there that is older.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was 30, she was probably, again, like mid-40s or whatever, but she was kind of famous on the show for, like, teaching classes on techniques and this and that.
Oh, really? Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had a condom on and everything, and I mean, it couldn't have been more than 4 or 5 minutes. Damn. And it was phenomenal.
You are the master.
She was. I mean, it was, yeah, it was something else.
Did she talk during it?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just imagine, like, the way you
he
see
was in Valhalla, see,
I don't
man.
Remember all the things she said.
It's mainly just the sound, the hand with the mouth, and, like, I mean, I felt like I was in a porn. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Phenomenal.
What was the average price of things like that, if you just get that? I mean,
it's so hard to tell because it's, like, they honestly do a really good job of working with you.
Yeah.
On what you can spend and can't spend.
Okay.
So, like, some of them will just straight up be like, well, no, that's too... And you can tell, right? Some of them...
So there's no menu. This is all negotiation.
The menu is like one of those fancy restaurants. There's no prices.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. In the market.
And each girl...
Price right, upon kinda, request.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Yeah, and, like, kind of depends, too. It's like you're market sitting at the price. Bar having a drink, and, like, they could kind of tell. You could also tell, like, some of the girls in there, some weekends when you're in there, like, there's, you know, Playboy models, there's real porn stars. So, obviously, they're going to be...
Short.
A top lot more warm. Expensive.
Okay.
And then.
But what about special. Like you're just general Tina at the end of the bar slugging down a Bud Light? Lime.
Yeah. I mean, if you talk to her, I mean, you're still talking even just for like a headshot. I mean, you got it. It's, you're spending a few hundred.
Okay. All right. So not the worst.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, you know why you're going
I'm there. I'm in Carson City. I know what I'm doing. I better have money on me or money available.
I mean, the main thing is I went there for the birthday parties and stuff and. The main thing that they would be annoyed about was that, A, guys come in, sit at the bar, never end up getting a girl, and then the amount of, no offense, but of married dudes that come in there just for blowjobs.
Oh, of course.
Like, okay. By the third day, there was one girl, they were like, it's her birthday, you got to party with her. And I was like, dude, I've been with 5 women. And she was like, yeah, but I heard you like to actually have sex. And I was like, yeah.
Sure.
Like, all right. Okay. All right. Put it on the tab. Bring it up.
Did your bank call you from the...
Yeah, exactly. The next day, my card was cut off, and they're like, this charge? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. What did they call the... what was the establishment? I mean, did it have some kind of phony name, like Frank's Garden Center or something?
Cash Advance.
That was it.
Yep.
That was it.
Cash Advance.
Cash Advance.
I mean, trust me, they know. It won't show up on your card.
I can't imagine going to the ATM for a blowjob.
I mean, I can.
I'm like, yep.
I've never
Hang
done
on,
it.
Be right back.
But it would be awesome. Because I know why I'm going.
You're just giddy the entire time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You bet,
man.
Accept the $350 surcharge. I don't give a damn.
I take all my ATM rules and throw them out the window at that moment.
Oh, I did it last Saturday.
Yeah.
I clearly took out like $200.
Fuck it.
At like 12:30 to go to a strip club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good times. Well, there you go. We hope you enjoyed episode number 69.
We're going to end it with that.
Of the
Good luck on that one, Mike.
Exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. 5 minutes.
Yeah, go get a blowjob from an old woman.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.